Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. Hello.
Another series win. Don't mind if I do.
Nolan Jones's first home run since your birthday.
I realize that, and I know that because I'm an avid listener to the Dairy Brothers podcast, where it's become a show bit of theirs, and of course affiliated with Odyssey. It's been a show bit of theirs for Todd to mention every single show that Nolan Jones has been sitting on three home runs, even though he was brought in for his power.
He had a great nickname for him that now has to change. I'll let him use his nickname on his podcast, but it's great.
Did you check The Athletic this morning, by the way?
I did not.
This came up. This is actually from a couple of days ago. A guy named Chad Jennings. It just popped up on my For You. I don't know why it popped up on my For You on The Athletic 3 days later. It says, he's big, he's slow, and now he's making stolen base history. What happened? And a whole article about Josh Naylor stealing bases. We got Nolan Jones hitting a home run. And we got big old Josh Naylor stealing bases.
Now, I can't.
In the last month, he has stolen 11 bases.
Okay. I'd love to see a breakdown of the stolen bases. I'd love to see one of those. Is it John Boy that will go over?
He does the lip reading.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but they'll also go over like strategy and specific situations. I'd like to see how many of these are conceded, how many of these are. They just never think somebody that looks like Josh Naylor is going to ever take off.
Thick Jimmy Smits.
Yeah. I want to see how many of these are actually they were holding him on, and then he still was able to get a stolen base.
Did John Boy do a lip read of Stephen Vogt and Tanner Bibee? Did he do that?
I don't know, yet.
But that's okay. Where I'll be.
That we does need seem one. Right up their alley.
I would like one there. Let me get back to the Guardians just here in just a moment. Just a fat, quick moment here. You had somebody in your driveway at 5 a.m.?
Yes. Yes, it's not the first time that it's happened. In fact, I think this is just becoming more and more common.
Fun.
And I thought to myself, what if this happened 15 years ago? What would people be living in these homes? What would they be thinking as they get the headlights shining, the beams piercing through their windows, pointed directly at their house? Today, it was at 5 a.m. It's been different times. So I don't know what company it was.
I think you might feel a little bit like David Koresh at some point.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of become normalized, but he didn't stop with me, and he saw me walking. So now it's very rare you'd see, because I'm getting out to go to work, it's very rare you would have that kind of interaction where two humans are staring at each other at 5 a.m. in pitch blackness.
Oh, nice.
Right? And so then, I wave to him. Again, 15 years ago, there's no waving. I'm probably running back into the house, whatever.
I would like to see you slink running back into the
house. Yeah, or you know, vice versa. He might be running back because he doesn't expect to see somebody acknowledge him that early because he doesn't know. He's just pulling into a driveway.
Fabulous.
Well, then two houses down, because I see him, he turned around in mine, then started going back towards the lake in my posh waterfront community. And then he parks into the other driveway, two houses down, a neighbor, And then he pops his trunk. And again, 15 years ago, what are you thinking? But he pops his trunk.
15 years ago, if he pops the trunk.
Bootleg CDs.
It is.
It's thinking,
time to go to the basement and unlock some of the
I'm
safe.
I'm thinking the final episode of Breaking Bad. Like, what is going on?
I didn't get to see the final episode of Breaking Bad. Thanks for ruining it.
Oh, did I spoil?
Yes.
So, I wave to him as I'm driving by, and he tips the cap. How you doing, sir? And then we're off and running.
Off we go.
And I texted you guys. I said, is this just become normal? Because I can imagine in some parts of the country, even some parts of Northeast Ohio, certain counties, certain townships, certain hamlets, certain whatever, I could imagine that interaction not going as smoothly as it went in my neighborhood at 5 a.m. Has it just become...
Was he just driving a regular car?
Yeah, just... See, that's the other thing, unmarked.
That's the thing that throws you off, is the unmarked vehicles that pull up that are Amazon drivers.
And it might not be Amazon. Might be people... Are people getting DoorDash at 5 a.m.? Probably not, but I don't know.
DoorDash is DoorDash, but like I've had several, and especially recently, like no Amazon trucks. It used to be like in our, because it's like, okay, we got three boys. The neighbors got four boys. The other ones, I mean, they had two boys right next door to us, and they were a little older. So it's like, man, it was, there was a FedEx truck, a UPS truck, DHL, Amazon, all day long.
A cavalcade,
All day long. And now it's like, well, it's any random car.
Yes.
Here comes a Toyota Prius, and it's some guy, and he's got a package for me, and I'm going,
and
okay.
not only that, Kenny.
Random dudes.
It can be full carloads.
Yes.
It can be, yeah, 2 days ago, I'm walking with the kids one street over, and there is a car. There's four people in the car, and they're just stopping. One person gets out. They're stopping again. They're blasting music. Another person gets, it's like... We have, obviously, for the convenience, and my question is, are you cool with deliveries at all hours of the night in all sorts of random unmarked cars? Are you cool with it? Is the trade-off, hey, I love the fact that I can get anything at any time.
Yes, it's really nice when I think of something at 10:30 at night, right before I go to sleep, and I go, oh, I kind of need that by the time that I get back home tomorrow, and then it's there.
It's there.
When we get home.
I've had things that I've left at 4 in the morning for, it's on my porch. It arrived
amazing.
Overnight.
It's amazing.
Somebody slinked up to my porch and put a package there and took off.
But I'm also thinking it would just take one incident where somebody at the house didn't know, or they pulled into the wrong house. Somebody's got their "don't tread on me" flag waving.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying.
Why does it have to be that?
You think "don't tread on me" flags are also going to Amazon and doing the early order in the morning?
What if they're delivering me my "don't tread on me" flag?
It could be.
What do you have to say about that?
Then we're at the nexus of the universe.
This is the biggest Karen worry thing I've ever heard.
Why does it have to be a "don't tread on me" flag?
So, you're telling me, Owen, because I grew up in Chesterland, where people, if you pull down a driveway, you're telling me that everybody's...
Where I grew up, Anthony?
You think everybody's cool with just random unmarked cars at 5 a.m. Coming down their driveway?
It could have been an "I'm with her" flag.
I'm pretty sure I don't think they were good with that.
Can't be that. It has to be a "don't tread on me" flag. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of your stereotypes.
It was an example.
Is what I am. I'm sick and tired of you stereotyping people here.
Example to prove a point.
Tired of it.
But either way, wait, you think that's a Karen argument?
Yes.
You think tone
Karen, yes.
You think
that's
people,
why I said you're acting like Karen. Right?
No, but I'm not because...
Karen Lima.
I waved to the guy.
The biggest thing to say that you're Karen.
Yeah. I even put my hand to shake his hand. I said, gentlemen, would you like to come in and dine with me? Would you like to have breakfast with me? That would be terrific. You could come in and meet the kids at 5 a.m. I'm pretty sure Owen's not going to be cool with that. I think you're lying. But I also know that there are people that don't want anybody ever coming down their driveway in the history of their driveway.
No, I'm going to let him finish his rant so he can get all upset. And I'll tell you the second biggest point to Mike, you being Karen, is going, no, listen to my point.
I agree with Owen.
Be that as it may, I saluted the gentleman, and we did a tipping of the cap.
How many fingers salute?
Is why I came to you and asked you, is everybody in Northeast Ohio okay with people at 5 a.m. coming down their driveway with their lights beaming, opening their trunk? Is everybody cool with it? If everybody's cool with it, we'll just move on.
Well, I guess if I own a "don't tread on me" flag, I guess I'm not allowed to, in which I don't, by the way, as much as you have everybody believing that I'm just...
You're the one that made the argument for it for 3 minutes there.
I mean, you've sat here and turned my house into Ruby Ridge for everybody.
There's a great made-for-TV movie with one of the Quaids in it. It's a two-night event.
Is it Randy?
Oh, you can see, yes. And you can see it on YouTube. Where we're the one I'd pick.
Yeah. We could update it. Let's reprise the whole thing and do it with a package delivery service.
I think 8 years ago you had a valid argument, but it's become such a second nature thing that I don't even think about it anymore.
Do you think it matters where you are? Do you think?
Oh, I'm sure it probably does. I feel a little more safe in my community than maybe previous places that I've lived. Even
our boss just texted us because usually it's the Karen that like to speak to the manager and starts texting him, but. Says this all coming from the guy who suggested a kicking competition open to fans with no plan for stadium security or employees in a city that won't even allow tailgates anymore.
That's not true. I baked it in. I said the team that's worth $5 billion, I'm sure, can hire some security and actually give out some jobs. Have people earn some money.
I'm sorry, sir.
By the way, I had people reaching out to me at all hours. I had somebody from another NFL organization say, you know, you were trying to be funny. He says our team actually thought of different ways to come up with a way for kickers.
How dare they at early in the morning
with a way for kickers to compete? Because I'll tell you one way that's probably not going to make your kickers all hardened is hiding them from the cameras every time they're competing. They're competing. Get the cameras away. Oh, my God. Get the fans away. Don't let them kick in front of everybody.
Still wasn't able to do it.
Hey, now Monday. Now it's Sunday. It's 1 p.m. You're going up against the Bengals. Game-winning kick. And all of a sudden, the kicker comes out there. He's cowering in front of fans. I was told there'd be no fans. I was told there'd be no. Wait, there are cameras? There's cameras? Oh, my God. My goodness gracious. Yeah, that sounds like a great way to get your kickers ready.
But you got him in a mood now, boy. Everybody's got a minimum. How's it feel to be attacked? How's it feel to feel like me every day?
Listen, I had a great interaction with the delivery driver this morning.
Oh, you did?
I did.
And then did you say, hey, just by the way, I'm going to go on the air and blast everything that you're doing. Maybe it's his second income. Maybe it's the way that he's paying for shoes for his babies.
That's part of it. I do think.
Just make sure, Mr. Delivery Man, I'm going to kill you on air.
That's part of the normalcy of where we're at. And that's why I'm asking, is it just normal for people? Like, forget just delivery drivers. Didn't you ever side-eye somebody or didn't your parents ever side-eye somebody from coming down the driveway? And they post up at the front door like, oh.
Ben in Green on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He says, I have a don't tread on me tattoo, and I rebuilt my front deck this summer just for my Amazon delivery people. And it is very attractive, this deck.
Very nice deck.
He rebuilt it. Looks nice.
For the delivery people.
Looking good, yeah. Just for the delivery
guys.
A
lot of people doing additions to their house for delivery people.
Well, I'm sure there's other processes for it as well, but I mean, I think it's... It looks pretty nice. I agree with Ben and Green here.
Did you extend your kitchen out so they could come in and make themselves some eggs?
Well, I don't think you want to go that far.
Well, why not?
Well, it serves two purposes. It helps the people with the deliveries.
Go help yourself.
And it looks,
I've got
it
a buffet
nice.
Out for you. It's like a continental breakfast
here. Why can't
here
you help them out?
At 4:15 a.m.
Anthony's going to build a trap door in his porch for delivery people.
So he attacks the people with the don't tread on me flags, but he doesn't want these people anywhere around
again,
his house. So he attacks the stereotype that he's becoming.
I did not attack him whatsoever. Okay. I asked if it had become normal. You guys say it has. So
whatever you say, soldier of fortune.
I'm looking forward to the parade of vehicles down everybody's driveway at 4:30 a.m. Why stop there? Why not 3?
Bay Village Men's Club to the Bay Village Militia.
Was he delivering to your house?
Started.
You know what? I don't think there was a package in our house. I think he went down the wrong driveway is what happened. And again, greeted with a smile.
Don't want to pull down Lima's driveway. They don't call 911.
But behind his back, blasted on the air.
Boom. He leaves the safety on at home, but he takes the safety off when he turns on the mic, buddy boy.
I was going to ask, how many cars did he go down Ken Carman's driveway before he has to go to the safe and try to remember
like
his mom's birthday?
Long, so.
I know my mother's birthday. Okay. I'm not going to say it on the air because it's the safe code. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying it's a two-second trivia.
Jim Jeffries has such a great bit about this with the home invasion. Oh, God, what's her birthday? What's the in-law's birthday? Let's try to jam it into the safe.
That's fun. Well, good. I'm glad you had a nice interaction with the delivery driver. 5 a.m.
Nice gentleman.
So Kyle Manzardo hits a walk-off, you know, back to baseball and everything. Kyle Manzardo hits a walk-off. We could bicker about whether or not it counts as a walk-off. I think we've done that before. I got a weird theory. Like, it was, Mitch said he was at the game yesterday, and he had a weird observation that I noticed watching on TV. It seemed to be a crowd that was just there to be at a ball game. And I haven't seen that in a long, not the crowd's fault. I just haven't seen that. I don't remember seeing that in a long time, even though it's only been 2 years. Last year, Francona, it seemed like, okay, that's it. But it was still like, hey, we're saying bye to Tito. So there was like this energy a little bit like, hey, this is Tito's goodbye, even though you knew he was going to be a manager again. That's 2 years ago, I should say. When it comes to yesterday, there was this weird like, okay, we're in the seats, we're enjoying this day game, but there's no run, there's no postseason anticipation or anything like that. Like, I know they're only like 4.5 back of the wild card, but a lot of people are just like, man, you're losing to not great teams. This ain't very good. I don't think you're going to get in. But I also thought, you know, I think after this season, we're going to get a lot of angry feelings. Like when the season's officially done, we're going to get a lot of angry feelings about the Dolans and et cetera. I don't think it's going to, I hope I'm right because I want people to go, I don't think it's going to affect attendance the way that it has in the past. Because I went to a game just a couple of weeks ago, and there's a lot of people in that bar area on either side. You got that standing room only down the left field, which I think is underrated. And then you have the huge bar out in right field that is just the place to be. And I got to tell you guys, and I know, Owen, you go to a lot of games. I see, I've been to two this year. I see a lot of young people.
I have the standing room pass. I feel like there's more standing room people at times than there is. People in the bleachers, especially.
Yes.
And right field, where it's still a decently affordable ticket to be pretty close to the action.
I'm seeing a lot of 20-somethings there, and I'm like, they can't be here just because they... I mean, some of them are fans, but...
So you're seeing that. There's another bar area that's a standing room bar area, plus the top, the upper deck, they have the two spots on the end now where they blew that out. But that terrace garden, I believe, you can't even see that from anywhere unless you're inside an... I've spent the last two games I've been there. I spent quite an amount of time there, and it's always packed. There are a ton of people in there.
Like, it's weird. Like,
they are up almost 7,000 fans a game from where they were in 2021 and 2022. They're down 1,000 from where they were last year, looks like, but which makes sense. I mean, they got off to the great start.
They're still hitting their sellouts and things like that.
Yeah,
like not like they were on a pace last year, but
I don't think it's going to be 30 a game every single game next year. But I don't know if it's the type of hit. Maybe I'll be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm right. I hope it doesn't hurt it as much as I think, because they still try to put on a good show.
Do you think that maybe right now their crowd is outcome proof, where they don't care if they win or lose? They're there because they have so much fun. They love the experience.
Can I pick this up for a second? Because I think people have used the attendance argument as a punishment for the Dolans. Okay, before we get into the whole Bailey Zappi rigmarole, the attendance issue I brought up with you, like, I think things might change here. Now, this is an early theory, and I may be wrong, but man, I hope I'm right. Because I'm looking at a team, you know, Pittsburgh... If you go by the averages, you got to go by the percent, but they don't have it, so I got to go find the percent, because it's like, okay, the averages, Tampa Bay and the Athletics. God, what a great state baseball is in. You don't even have a home for one of your team. You guys are talking about expansion. Okay. Tampa Bay averages 9,800 a game. Well, they're playing in a minor league stadium because they got the literal roof blown off their stadium. But, like, if you go to the averages, so, like, say Tampa Bay and Oakland never drew well really anyway, so they'd probably be somewhere in that category. Pittsburgh's still at 19-2 for a home game. Cleveland is at 25, right about.
By the way, over. Pittsburgh's is probably inflated by every fifth start.
Well,
they're getting sellouts.
Okay, well, are we inflated a little bit because of Jose?
Oh, you mean game to game?
Yes, and I wonder if, like, you can't... I don't think you can sit there and be Pittsburgh every single year and then continue to draw decently if you're the Cleveland Guardians. But the Guardians are 21st in attendance right now. So they're still bottom third, but it's not like they're 29th like they've been in the past and things like that. And I have to ask, are you building a model that might be results-proof? Because, again, I went to a couple games this year. Owen goes to, I mean, Owen's probably been to, how many home games have they had so far?
I've been to about 35, I think is what
they've had. They've had 65 home games, and definitely Owen's been to over 30. Owen goes to a lot of baseball games, and Owen has the monthly pass. And I think a lot of people, because I saw a lot of young people, man, And a lot of people who I don't think, they weren't like wearing Guardians jerseys. Like, I think there were a lot of dates going on where maybe the girls are wearing some Guardians jerseys and things like that. But I try to observe this and I'm going, man, there's a lot of young people here. And I wonder if they live downtown and they got a monthly thing. And it's like, hey, if you can get the $5 beers and some of the other drinks there, like what Owen can get, it's like, just like going to a bar. There's a baseball game around you. The weather's great. It's just like going up where they have a patio. I don't have to wait on a seat or anything and go stand there. And I can leave whenever I want to leave if we want to go somewhere else. So it really doesn't matter. Now, some of these are on Fridays where it's like, hey, that's an easy date. Baseball game. The games are over now in 2 hours. See the fireworks. Go out. Do whatever you want. Hook up. Whatever you want to do, right? But it's this model where your attendance might be pretty decent. I mean, 25,000 a game is still pretty decent in Major League Baseball to me. I wonder if it's almost results proof where, hey, man, you're probably still going to get 23, 25, even if you're not a playoff team this year, where a lot of us, when we watch baseball and we get mad at the Dolans, and we look at attendance as a punishment because you didn't put out for your baseball team. And I don't know if that's going to happen here. I wonder if this is a model where you're almost results proof in so many ways.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, I wonder, because it's a scary path to go down. I know it sounds good. Hey, you're going to get it regardless of whether you're good or bad. And we'll see. We'll see what, if you know, this continues to be this, you know, 500 type season, which is exactly where they're going to be at now, even though they're going to have young, exciting, I would think, talent that are going to be there day one. I'm like, did you see the lineup they put out there yesterday? Lineup yesterday looked like that was going to be winning proof. Looked like there was going to be no shot they were going to pull through in that series, looking at the lineup they had out yesterday. But I'm not sure what's going to resonate. And, you know, I was talking to somebody in the know down in Columbus about their NHL ratings and their NHL, you know, attendance. They've always been able to draw, you know, decently for the Blue Jackets. I think they get 19, 18,000 a game, no matter what their record is. And the guy said the problem here is that that's their fan base. Their fan base is like 30,000 strong.
And they're going to go no matter what. But they're not growing.
But that's it. They're going to the games, and that's it. They don't see that bounce in television ratings. Well, I think we all understand, like, years ago, Paul Dolan made an egregious mistake talking about, if you come, we'll spend the money. It's one of the all-time blunders.
Larry might have said that, but I'm not sure. I think Larry might have said
Larry,
just to,
it. Might be, yeah, I might be Larry, but it's been their ethos. It's been everything that guides them. That was an all-time bad PR blunder, and they're still paying for it.
Yeah.
I still hear it to this day that people bring
it's
it up.
Bad thing to say.
So, and they enjoy them. You know, that was another blunder, and that's why they really don't talk anymore, because they get killed every time they talk. And by the way, rightfully so. Yeah. If you open up your mouth and say something that that is going to discourage, you know, your fan base, it makes sense. But the reality is, as much as, hey, I said they're up 7,000 fans from 2021, 2019, they're up 3,000 fans, whatever. You can trace it every year. They're up. They're down about 1,000 from last year, but they're up, relatively speaking. The reality is, their real money is going to come from a local TV contract, and we don't know the future of that.
That's
going to have more to do with whether they spend money on their players than all of us, because they're not going to sell out Progressive Field. They're just not going to do. It's never going to be at the levels it was, you know, when there were no Browns here and the Cavs had been kind of irrelevant. That was a perfect storm when you had a new ballpark. It's never happening again.
By the way, you're probably right. Now, Pittsburgh plays in the same. I use them as the extreme example because they play in the same division as the Cubs, which are a top 10 attendance team. They play in the same division as Cincinnati, which is at 20th right now. St. Louis, which is usually pretty decent in attendance. And on the road, if you notice, they're at 31,000. So they're definitely there to see one guy every 5 days. Mm-hmm. But also where it's like, I look at the Pittsburgh model, which is, again, extreme. I've been to a Pittsburgh baseball game. I was excited to see Gerrit Cole back in the day and Bryce Harper playing for the Washington Nationals back in the day. But I don't think a lot of other people were there to see the baseball game. They were there because the weather was good, the beers were relatively cheap, and the scenery there was fantastic. I mean, it's basically a state park is what it is with a baseball game there. And I think that that's part of the reason where there are hardcore Pirates fans, wherever they may be, not in this area, who are upset because they don't seem to pay the fiddler for them being a bad organization. I don't know if the Guardians, though, are going to pay this outrageous penalty for not going to the postseason. Because, one, I can't sit there and yell at you and say that it's a bad organization. It's not a bad organization. They've made some mistakes here recently. They may pay for him down the line. I get very, very worried about Jose Ramirez at 30, going on 33 years old next month and how long that window's open. So it means that Kyle Manzardo has to come to fruition. It means that Travis Bazzana has to come to fruition. And I don't know if they're going to get to their primes, probably not, by the time you're still in Jose Ramirez's prime. So you're trying to keep windows open here to be a competitive ball club. But with the model that they have, will it ever truly hurt? Will it ever truly hurt? Because say you do pass it on to David Blitzer, you're able to come to a price, you're able to pass it on. He may make it, but these results here, you're an under 500 team. You're not paying for it in an attendance like you're an under 500 team. And back in the day, people used to be able to say, well, you're still, and maybe there's still will coming up in 2026. Back in the day, you would say, well, they're still reaping the rewards of the good season they had last year. Wait until next year when people aren't showing up. But if you have a monthly thing, that counts towards attendance. Mm-hmm. So if I have a monthly membership there of $50 a month to go, that's still going to count towards attendance anyway. And then the people are coming in or they're not coming in. And I think that that has been, I'm sure a lot of other teams are doing the same thing the Guardians have. I think that's a huge, it's a revenue stream certainly, but I think it's a huge game changer for everything else because the tickets, if you're looking at a bleacher seat, especially secondary market, it's the same thing as what now, it would be anyway.
I would ask you, because you have a year like this, normally you feel the repercussions a season later, but next year you have a big time number one overall pick that at some point is going to be wearing that jersey. You've got Kafis, you've got DeLauder, I would expect. So all of a sudden, now all the kids are up, and while that may dampen some expectations, maybe it'll be like, eh, we're seeing what the young kids can do. Do you think their attendance is going to pay the price for this year, or do you think they'll actually be okay because of the young players they'll get to see next
from
year?
From what I see now, but again, these numbers might be inflated because it's a monthly thing. Maybe some people are going to be upset and they say, I'm not going to pay my monthly price, but it's $50 a month if you're a baseball fan and you're going to a lot of games like Owen. Like, Owen, are you really that mad at the Guardians where you're not going to pay your $50 a month next month? Oh, maybe you are. Maybe you are. But
yeah, we've talked about it, and I was going to cut it off before this month because then I've already paid for next month.
But okay.
I won't be starting it to start the season next year. That's really how I set right now, and you know. March will be here.
We'll see if you get stir crazy and want to get out of the house.
Yeah, we'll see how it all turns out by the time it goes. Because the reason that we got them to start off with was it was cheaper than buying opening day tickets, right, for that first month. And then we just kind of fell into the groove.
Shh, don't tell them.
That's the truth, right?
Truth's the truth. I think that if you're asking the question, and Owen hits it, I think if you're asking the question in late August when the team has it done as well, I definitely think there's some fans who are probably like, I'm not doing it next month. But it then becomes a Browns thing going, okay, what are you going to do in September? Okay, what are you going to do when the weather finally turns in April
or May? And there are days that I've went and not spent a dollar inside the park. And there are days that I've went and I've spent way too many dollars inside the park. So it all evens out.
It all evens out. Is Arch Manning overhyped? Danny Cannell was on Afternoon Drive. DK says, yes.
I think it's so over the top. It's impossible. Like, I feel bad for Arch Manning because he really hasn't asked for any of it. And I do have to give him a ton of credit because I think he's handled it really, really well. Like, he's said and done all the right things, and yet media just gravitates to him. I cannot remember. Like, Tebow had some hysteria, but that was really after they won the championship and he won the Heisman. Then it sort of blew up. Same thing with Johnny Manziel, who had hysteria around him, but that was sort of after he broke out. Nobody even knew who Johnny Manziel was when he took over the starting role for A&M. I kind of have to go outside the sport of football and look at a guy like LeBron James, who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a high schooler, to remember anybody with this sort of expectations heaped upon him. And I think it's impossible for him to meet those expectations. I think if the sky is the limit for what he could be, but I think it's going to be much more of a roller coaster ride for Texas, which is why I actually have them at 9-3 and missing the playoffs.
Well, that's pretty strong take from Danny Cannell right there. Boy, he's had strong takes about the Browns winning 9 games, and it's weird. He says the same total for Texas. I think that'd be a massive disappointment. I think that would put Steve Sarkisian on the hot seat with Texas fans, considering, you know, what they've spent on that roster and having Arch Manning there. I don't feel bad for Arch Manning whatsoever. Sorry, it's the business you've chosen. It's the family you're born into. I don't feel bad.
Yeah, whatsoever. I don't think he's asking. Is he asking you to feel bad?
Well, he said he feels bad for Arch Manning. No, I don't feel bad at all.
Listen, the way, and I've seen a lot of the reporting done on his entire experience, it was to, as best they could, insulate him from a lot of the nonsense because they knew, that his family knew, and it seems like, from all accounts, he's done a terrific job. Now, it's one thing to do the terrific job before you actually play a game and start getting hate, because every quarterback is going to get hate at some point. But he was off social media, by all accounts, really, really mature for his age throughout the whole process. So, feeling bad. I mean, you know, he's got a ton of NIL money. I don't know if we know the exact amount. I know a lot of numbers have been thrown around about the Texas program in general, because I've seen Ohio State fans highlight that. They've tried to debunk $40 million roster, just like Ohio State tried to debunk 20-whatever million-dollar roster last year. Regardless of it, I think he's in a really great spot. But yeah, there is pressure on him.
Do you think he's overhyped? Because I think, like, you see some of the plays that he's made, and I know he struggled against Georgia, and he's going to be going up against a big boy defense on Saturday in Ohio State. But do you think that there is an overhyping there? Because I don't know how you can help not overhyping him, considering who his uncles are Hall of Famers. His grandfather is enormously famous in the South and really around football. I don't know how you can't overhype him.
It's funny, you say hype. All I've seen the last week when it...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's intensified about the magnitude of this game is, we'll see. We have no idea if he's actually good.
But I don't expect him to fail.
No, but I'm not seeing people say he's going to perform minute one like the best quarterback in college football. Mm. That would be hype. I'm not like LeBron. LeBron, the hype was, guys, he could have played in the NBA his junior year of high school. I'm not seeing that with Arch. I'm seeing, hey, he has all the tools, but we kind of understand quarterbacking. We kind of understand that we don't understand why some guys hit the ground running with quarterbacking. Like Jaden Daniels, yeah, he was drafted high. Nobody knew if he would be good right away, and then he's good right away. I'm talking in the NFL.
I don't know. Real quick, because I know we got to get the Bailey Zappe involved. We're going to go from Arch Manning to Bailey Zappe in one segment. What a move. I know we got to get the Bailey Zappe here, but I don't think that Julian Sain's absolutely thinking about something like this. Probably not at all. How fortunate is it that Julian Sain, in his first start as an Ohio State quarterback, 100,000 people, place is going to be nuts, you're coming off a national championship. How fortunate is he that the other guy that you're playing against, like the quarterback at Ohio State, is one of the most pressure-packed spots in college football, which that means it's in the game of football. And the spotlight isn't on you. Like, you're right. One of the stories. The spotlight's on the other guy. All the pressure's on that guy going into Saturday.
Yeah, it won't
afternoon.
Happen often. I guess Michigan, too. Michigan's quarterback is going to be under a spotlight, too, because of his NIL money and his recruitment and everything. But you're right. You're right. This will be the rare game. Although, I have a feeling that he's not thinking about anything but, you know, how he's going to cope with playing. Granted, it's a home game, so he's not going to have to deal with the noise, but we know how this works at Ohio State. You come out and you don't score on the first two possessions, boo birds already. That's just how it's been my entire adult life, really since Jim Tressel took over. That's what happens at the Shoe when the offense sputters. They get booed. It doesn't matter who's quarterback. So you're right. He is going to have to be confronted with that. I cannot wait for this game because I think there's just so many unknowns. Would anybody be shocked? This is the to react to your question about hype. Yeah, there's a lot of hype regarding Arch, but Would anybody be shocked if he doesn't have a good game in his first game like this? First game,
I'd be very shocked if he was like bad. If he were average,
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
If he were pedestrian, I wouldn't be shocked. But I think if he were bad, I think I'd be like, whoa.
And by the way, I don't think that would doom him either.
But you've had 2 years to get ready for this moment here. You should be able to step up to the moment.
It's one thing to get ready. It's another thing to go out there in front of that crowd that is going to be absolutely jumping and rare for a noon game, right? Ohio State, normally it takes the night game to get loud. They are going to be loud as you could ever imagine for that game.
You should have just said the word. We would have dumped it. All right, Doug LeMaurice, we'll talk to him about this coming up at 9:21 this morning. Bailey Zappe is with the Cleveland Browns. That is a real thing. So they've collected another quarterback for their practice squad. That was reported yesterday from Tom Pelissero.
I saw you you going after our trusted beat reporter yesterday, Daryl, for kind of being miffed that they didn't tell him.
I was joking.
But the Glenn Cook interview yesterday.
I was joking.
But they were keeping this a state secret, huh?
They interviewed Glenn Cook, and then Daryl did come off annoyed, but he's like, yeah. We talked to Glenn Cook for da-da-da amount of time. He didn't mention this. And I was like,
well. And they talked about the quarterback situation ad nauseum. It was the biggest back and forth, and they didn't bring up Bailey Zappe.
He's not just going to offer that information to you as the assistant GM now, is he?
Oh, they got to save it for Tom Pelissero. They had to scratch Tom Pelissero's back.
Well, it's not a done deal. You can't, as a team official, you can't just come out and say such a thing.
Okay. Wait, was it not official yesterday?
Tom Pelissero is reporting it. I got to check my email. Did they officially announce that they're signing Bailey Zappe?
The highly sensitive Bailey Zappe story. We've got to protect.
That's not the issue.
We've got to keep this in-house at all costs.
No, that's not the issue.
Who our fourth quarterback is going to be.
I don't have anything in my email, so they can't. Like, a team official just can't come out and say that they're signing a player. He can't mention names.
I laugh at all. It's like, why even have a media availability if you're not gonna actually give the media anything? What's the point of this? The only thing people care about is the quarterback room, and you're adding to the quarterback room.
You really want him to just come out and go, we're signing Bailey Zappe.
Yeah.
Even though he hasn't signed.
I'm watching a documentary where the best team in football and the Dallas Cowboys, where they made more news than anybody, the owner would just get out in front and say, oh, here's the situation, here's what we're doing. Yeah, I'm probably gonna remove. Right, and
who thinks Jerry Jones does it right?
I don't know. They were doing it right when they had a dynasty.
When they had Jimmy Johnson.
Can you give me one of those dynasties where
30 years ago?
The trade-off is we'll share some information about the fourth quarterback, but in return we give you a dynasty.
That's like me saying we'd be okay. Were doing it right with Paul Brown.
I think everybody would be okay with
that. That was
Kenny.
50 years ago.
I think we'd be relaxed and ready to go with it.
No, I don't think.
Oh,
that's
you don't think so?
I can't believe we're bickering over Bailey Zappe and whether or not Glenn Cook should have. Just came out and said that he was going to be signed.
Keeping
You're not
this
going to sit there and
we
tell
better
people.
Seal the Bailey Zappe documents to make sure, because that's giving us a strategic advantage with
our football
team.
You're already bored by the season, I can tell. If you're coming out ripping Glenn Cook, who I keep wanting to call Glenn Campbell, if you keep wanting to rip on Glenn Cook for not coming out and telling people that they're going to sign a player who they technically haven't even signed yet, and then you're talking about getting fans in there to go watch a kicking competition in the stadium out of nowhere,
people would show. I think
you might just be a little bit bored by everything.
Be a nice revenue
stream. I think you're ready to sit there and talk about crab dribbles and talk about 2-3 zones is what I think you're ready to do.
I'm just saying that everything the Browns have done.
Of all the ticky-tack things that you've been upset with the Browns over.
But you're saying ticky-tack. It's the Browns that are being ticky-tack because they think this matters. Like, everything they do is to keep these secrets. Then what is it about, Kenny? Why do they keep everything a secret?
It's not about that.
Why don't they show the kickers in training camp when they're in a competition?
That part I don't know.
You tell me.
That part I don't know.
You tell me the layers and layers and layers of the stuff that they refuse.
That part I don't know.
To be upfront about.
I'm not arguing that, but they're not going to sit there and talk about a guy who they haven't actually signed yet, or they're not going to offer up the information about a guy they haven't actually signed yet.
Will this make the building of the Browns, or whatever the new version of the reality show, will we get behind the scenes to the Bailey Zappe signing?
So if we bring in another weekly guest who joins us and it's like, hey, you want Keith to just walk in here before the contract is actually signed and just announce to everybody that he's going to be here? No.
I'm thinking that they treat stuff as if it's some big advantage to the football team when I haven't really seen any evidence of those advantages.
Well,
have you seen any advantages?
I don't think it's an advantage. I think it's policy in the NFL that a team doesn't talk about a player they haven't signed until they've actually signed the guy.
That's it.
Well, I think any football team, good, bad, ugly, would do that.
I think this gives us a win in week one, how they're handling the Bailey Zappe situation.
Nobody said that.
Ken,
nobody said that.
Ken, I'm going to give you the credit, and I'm going to give the Browns all the credit if they pull this off.
nobody made that argument.
You know,
not,
they're going to do it.
Not a single person
Albert
has said
Breer
that.
On Monday, when he gives his big column of all the big moments of the season around the NFL, is going to say, you know what? I saw the Browns turning things around when they kept that Bailey Zappe thing a secret. That was the start
Nobody
of this team starting to
Nobody
transition into a winning
that.
Organization.
I am on the Browns YouTube channel right now. They have a show called Man Under Center. Okay. Part one
He's
was
not
called
one of the
Ground
Is it him?
Part two was called The Final Evaluation. Part three is Media Get Zappied.
You've been zappied.
I can't get anything accomplished this morning.
Should be a new segment.
If you want to sit there and make jokes and Daryl wants to get miffed, fine. I'll take Daryl on about it tomorrow as well. I don't care. It's a silly thing to get upset about.
Zappy's tearing the show apart.
Of all the things you sit there and get upset about, that's the thing that Daryl's going to get upset about. He can tear the station apart if he wants to, because I'll go after Daryl for it. There's no reason you should be miffed. I can't believe, oh my God, we spent 20 minutes with Glenn and he didn't tell us about Bailey Zappe. Yeah, that's going to really fix your wagon on that, isn't it? If you're mad over Bailey Zappe, Daryl, if you're mad over that, you got a lot of grievances that you've had pile up with the Browns. It ain't just about no Bailey Zappe.
You're acting like they shouldn't have those grievances. The team sucks, Ken. The team is wayward.
Just because
you're
the
like
team sucks
Ken,
doesn't mean that
you
just come
see
out
how
and tell
mad
you.
Ken just got. Like, whoa, how could anybody have a problem
it
with the
doesn't
Browns
mean that the,
and their way of doing
that's
business?
That's not what I pointed
yeah,
out.
Yeah, how could
it's,
anybody?
It's,
They're 3-14,
the
and Vegas has them as a 5-win team this year. Congratulations. He thinks 6 wins. Oh, and he thinks 6 wins is going to be a big deal. Did you hear that on the afternoon show yesterday? They were going after you for thinking 6 wins is some big going out on a limb. 6 wins.
If the afternoon show doesn't have me to talk about, they don't have anything to talk about. I'm glad to give them the content.
They can reach the pinnacle
the
of 9 wins to get.
Turn it on you. What do you think? What's the problem?
I just you sat there as if
it's
I
an
can't
NFL
believe
policy.
Anybody
it's
would challenge the
policy.
Browns.
There's no general
I
manager. Nobody's going to sit there and talk about
would
guys
undermine
before they're actually signed.
The Cleveland Browns. How could they do such a thing? 3-14 last
All right,
year.
Coming up at 7. That's not the issue. That's not what I'm pointing out.
And
that is not what I'm saying.
How many quarterbacks are going to split the reps this week?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.